Hello, Wasambazaji. Welcome to Sambaza Podcast, the show with the most riveting topics and conversations. I'm your host, Sambaza. Stay with us till the end for funny bloopers and rapid-fire questions. Don't forget to click and subscribe, as you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok as Sambaza Podcast. Did I mention that we are on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast? With that said, Wasambazaji, let's get this show started. Here we go. Hello, Wasambazaji. This is another episode of the Sambaza Podcast. Well, today what we have is a group of two brothers who I have met, and we have been talking for a while regarding this podcast series, and one guy was missing. Actually, one of their brothers was missing from this, but I would have loved the three of them to be there. But they are what you call sneakerheads. They always come up with new shoes, and I just had to have this conversation with them because they are from Dallas, and I wanted to bring also a different perspective with regard to how brothers can actually get around having sneakers and what their love for sneakers is. This is a continuation of when we had the guys from the C4 Collective talking about the sneakers and what they love about sneakers. So it's boiled down to a region. So we're looking at it from the Dallas, Texas region, or the southern region. When we were at C4 Collective, it was more to do with a whole bunch of people from different locations and having this one conversation. So I just broke it down to this one part where we only have these two guys. That's Dez and Fabulous. Okay. I gotta say something. Fabulous is his nickname that we call him around, so I guess I'll just leave it at that. I'll put his real name down in the bio when we get round to it. So here's the conversation between Desmond, or Dez, and Andre, or as we like to call him, Fabulous. Hope you enjoy Wasambazaji.
Hey, you ain't doing nothing managing these covers with you.
All right, first question. What sparked interest in sneakers?
What do you mean, like back when we were younger?
Yeah.
Watching the different commercials and stuff. Michael Jordan, seeing his shoes. That's kind of what really sparked my interest in shoes. And just seeing everybody else with some different shoes and stuff. All the commercials, really.
Just like this comedian said, if you see a guy over 35 at 40 wearing some Jordans, that means he couldn't afford them when he was younger. Okay. And that sparked it. Like, at school, you know, we went to school predominantly white area. Well, I went to a predominantly white school in middle school, so I had to see these guys wearing these Jordan 3s, these Jordans. And, you know, I couldn't afford them. And at that time, Dope Man's was big.
Yep, Dope Man's.
Dope Man's was big. What?
Dope Man's was big, what?
80.
Late 80s? Yeah. Early
90s? 88,
89?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Dope Man. Nike Cortez. That's what they
call them now. They don't call them Dope Man's now.
They were the Dope Man's.
But why Nike Cortez?
Yeah.
Why did they change?
Because that's what they call them now.
They call them Nike Cortez.
We call them Dope Man.
Because that's where what the Dope Boys were.
That sell dope. Up.
Oh,
they wore. That's what the Dope Boys were when they were coming up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess the main sports. That was it. Sports earlier, childhood, adulthood was, hey, I couldn't afford these shoes when I was little. Yeah. I'm gonna get them now because I can afford them now.
Exactly.
And then it just turns into just a collection or just an obsession. In a sense.
And so how do you stay up to date with the releases? Because right now they're doing these sneaker releases here and there.
Every week.
Sneaker apps, the GOAT apps. I mean, you look at
Kicks apps.
Kicks, different apps. They got so many apps, and then they it's articles and different write-ups and different things about release dates. That's so they give out. You a whole, you'll know the release dates a year ahead of time.
Yeah, Kicks will give a whole release date. This going to come out this day. This going to come out this month. The dates might change, but they'll give you a time frame of when a certain shoe going to come out up to a year.
And then some of the time, it's like, for instance, Jordan 11s. There's always going to be a Jordan 11 that's going to drop in December. Yep. Always, near Christmas time. Every year. Always. You don't know which one until they kind of release it the year before. Or like now, I don't know which one's coming out this December, but they release it and say, hey, these are coming out.
Always on my birthday.
Always around the 12th.
Yeah, always around the 12th. It's always near my birthday. And what it is, you have to know if they would release that Tuesday or something like that. Be ready the week before. They might sneak release them on sneakers like the Thursday before, the Wednesday before. Yeah. They do stuff like that.
So Nike has this Nike app, and Nike has a sneakers app. And this is for the releases of the highly sought out shoes.
Yeah.
So like all of the Jordans, and then you may have some LeBrons there, some different Air Force Ones, but they're special, kind of special releases where you're not going to be able to kind of pick them up.
Up on the regular Nike.
Yeah.
So how do you get yours? Like when you bought, because you, this one time you had those Nikes. Is it the Nikes or the Jordans? But if it's coming out, how do you buy yours? Like if it's sold out.
The deal is you have to, Nike's doing better about the bots that be on the sneakers app and stuff. But what it is either, if I could get them from the app, if I don't get them from the app, like, what Dez would do is like, we might get raffles to the store. You can win. You come get pick your shoes up from a particular Foot Locker or Foot Action. I don't know if it's Foot Action.
Foot Action, Finish Line.
Stuff like
they
that.
They got different. So every store is different. Some of them have, like you said, the raffles. Some of them you go online. Like, for instance, Finish Line, JD Sports, they have what they call early release, but you got to be a member. And they'll send you an email and say, hey, you got early access to these. So you can buy them, but you won't get to pick them up until the day of when they actually release.
Oh, okay.
Or they'll ship them to you on the day of the release. So that's how you get them. Or, you, like you said, go to the sneaker app. Or if you go aftermarket, you're going to pay a markup on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like so, GOAT and what's the other one? GOAT, Flight Club.
Flight Club and some other ones.
And some other ones.
It's like, for instance, like the Travis Scott shoes.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
So Travis Scott shoes, when they release on Nike app, they like, what, 120?
Yeah, 120. They might be, they might, I give about 180. They might run 180.
Or even them.
Yeah, the lows are like 120, but the high tops are like 180.
180. They resell for like,
the very next day, that same day, like a stack, if not more.
$1,500, $1,200. That's the resale on them.
And that's what was happening. People was get like people would get by spending $4,000 or $5,000 for what we call bots. And what it is, it puts in multiple credit cards fast as possible on the sneakers and app out for you get more chances to win. So guess what? If you get 6 pair of Travis Scott's, that's you might spend $1,000, but you're gonna have another $6,000-$7,000 in your pocket because you're just going to resell them for that.
Okay, because I did talk to another Kenyan lady who was telling me about the box. That's why I was asking how to get to it. She said she had a hookup who would be able to hook her up with somebody. He had a bot, and then she asks for it and she gets it, and that's how she comes up to getting that limited editions or whatever she wanted.
Yeah, them are the hard ones to get because like, if you're not just a person that buys, I think they might not agree there, but I think sneaker screens who they want to get.
They got some type of algorithm or something.
That they screen because, like, I used to, like, maybe a couple of years ago, I was getting shoes on the regular. I would get the high release shoes and all that on the regular. But here lately, the last year and a half, I just quit going on sneakers. It's very rare. I'll try it, but it's like, if I really, really want it, I'm finna buy it aftermarket or, like, I'm going to have to go to, like, Foot Locker and them to see if they got it to make sure to get it. Because if you don't do it, it's a lot of times you just don't get selected. And it's like, that's the craziest part.
And what's your collection? How many you got?
Oh, man, I went and counted the other day. I have probably about right at close to 200 pair of shoes.
I think I'm about the same.
You get rid of them?
No. I don't know how many I got because I got them all stacked up, and I just got a new pair in maybe Thursday or Friday.
So. I ain't gonna lie, 2020, I think I was 2020 and 2021. Mm-hmm. I was probably buying 2 or 3 pair of shoes a month. Because 2020, we couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So every month, I was buying 2 or 3 pair of shoes. Can't go
nowhere. You get the stimulus check.
You gotta get the
shoes. Yeah, I was just buying shoes. And I was winning. What it was, I wasn't winning on sneakers, but like 2021, I never had a pair of Yeezys. Not one single pair. Every month, I won a pair of Yeezys every month. So now I got like 11 pair of Yeezys that I didn't have none before.
See, Adidas do the same thing as Nike, yep. But Adidas just not as big. Definitely now because Kanye gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have their releases, but like, you know, Adidas is not a highly sought out shoe. The only highly sought out Adidas shoe was
the Yeezy brand. Yeah.
Oh, pretty much. And you may get a few little, like, you know, some of the, who was it? Pharrell. Some of Pharrell's shoes.
Yeah.
Some of
these. I remember those. Yeah, Pharrell, yeah, Adidas. He got shoes with Adidas. He got a contract with Adidas.
Like a human, it's called Human Race or something, the shoes. So he has a shoe with Adidas as well. So
200. Do y'all wear them every day? How many times do you wear them and put them back up?
I'm going to tell you like this. Okay. I have maybe 5 or 6 pair of shoes that I have not put on.
Yeah, I got about 7 or 8.
I try to at least wear them once, but there's 5 or 6 pair that I got right now that I haven't put on. Just because I just ain't worn out.
Like the patent leather ones, that patent leather ones,
yeah.
Red and blacks. I accidentally bought another pair. I already had a pair, and I accidentally, because I saw they re-released them, and I just did it because I was like, oh, they don't have it for real, and I want them. And I bought another pair. I'm like, oh, my gosh, why I buy these shoes? So I had a couple see they were going to buy them, but nobody's came through. So I got a pair of patent leather ones just sitting in my closet that I'm probably never going to wear. My nephew, Jason, I gave him them Platinum J's.
What, them Jubilees, right?
Jubilees. I gave him a pair of Jubilees. Maybe right Jubilees. Now, probably reselling for 3 or 4? Uh-huh. I just gave him to him because I had 2 pair.
He don't even wear them.
Like, 2 pair. Because I don't wear them.
Well, what's the most expensive pair you guys have?
Mine is probably the, what do you call them?
With them off-white ones?
Yeah, the off-whites. Off-white fives. Yeah. They're probably like $800-$900.
I don't know. I think my highest pair of shoes, they nothing outrageous. I don't know what the worth is. It's probably like $200, $250, probably. I got some foam.
Were you talking about the most positive. I spent or the most?
No, I'm about to ask you how much you spent on the shoe. Yeah, I spent seven.
They're probably worth 8.
7.
Yeah, I spent 7 on those.
Yeah, see, mine is like, I don't have nothing outrageous like that. They may be worth more now, but, I mean, mine, like, 280.
280 is the highest?
Yeah.
Carrying and storing your collection. You guys, once you finish, you wrap them up, or you just...
No, I got, I buy those shoe boxes from, like, the container store. So... If you're like, when we have something at the house, I buy trip to the house and you're going, I have a little room where my, like, some of my clothes and my shoes are. It's just all the way to the ceiling.
See, I can show you in my closet how the container store shoe things are. Yeah. I can go show you one. You want me to grab you one? Show you how you store it?
I'll come see it. So it's like, what's this guy's name? This guy who plays for Miami. He has a whole,
Not even a closet.
He has a whole room.
Used to play. Talking about PJ Tucker or
PJ Tucker.
Was it Jimmy Butler or?
Yeah, Jimmy Buckets.
Yep.
Yeah, he got a whole room worth of just shoes.
Yeah. PJ Tucker, he got the exclusive.
Yeah, PJ Tucker gets exclusive.
Man, like he gets exclusive that nobody else has. Not even a bunch of NBA players.
It's crazy because NBA players have. Like their signature shoes and stuff, mm-hmm. and they have different colorways. And he be having shoes that it be their shoe that they don't have that colorway.
Yeah. Even MJ was like, "How the heck you get that shoe?" Because I didn't know that shoe was even out.
Yeah,
that's the only one I didn't even have. I didn't even know about that.
The crazy part, like it sneak. What blew up sneakers is that freaking thing on the app on Netflix. What was that show that came on Netflix about sneakers and all that stuff? And just the sneaker game went crazy. And what also make it blow up definitely with the ones for Jordans is females. Females start buying all these kicks and all these sneakers. That's why ones start to sell. Like ones, you could get ones at any time, no issue. Mm-hmm. When females start buying them shoes, they start becoming a rarity. They start making it hard to get.
So you got to think about this, the sneaker game, how much it's changed.
Actually, that's what I was about to ask.
Okay, you finna get to
your answer. No. You go ahead. Actually, that was the next question. Go ahead.
Okay, so the sneaker game has changed so much. So when we were growing up, Jordans were, what, 120.
120.
And you can get them.
Yeah.
Because East Bay used to sell them, and you can get them on sale. So right. Jordans wouldn't sell out. So you can, Jordans would come out 120. You can get them on East Bay. You wait a few months or something, $80, $90. You can get them. And these are the same Jordans that they are re-releasing today that you can't get unless you get on the app and get them. These same Jordans you can't get today. You can get them back then.
Yeah. When we were like, you can walk in the store.
You can actually walk in the store and go buy them. Like, in the middle of the day. Like
I worked at Oshman's. Yep. The old store, it used to be something like a Foot Action or something like that. It's called Oshman's.
Yeah, Oshman. I would say Oshman's is more like an academy.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, because it was all sports equipment.
But you can go in there and get the shoes, or they'll just be sitting on the shelves, and they wouldn't sell out like that. Now, they selling out like, boom, you can't get them. That's how much the shoe game has changed, because there's a lot of resellers. Yep. And these kids, you got to think about the kids now. Buying all these Jordans. These kids have never seen Michael Jordan in real life.
Nope.
Not at all. But they're buying his shoes.
What's the kid from, his mom was an executive at Nike? And we talking about storages. Because his mom is an executive at Nike. I think she retired or something.
Because
we're talking about like bins and bins. We're talking about like freight, like the back of freights of shoes that he got numbers of that he reselling. Like, it's a $1 billion business. Because you can get shoes, like some of the rare shoes out there. We're talking about a pair of shoes is worth $20,000-$30,000.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of shoes.
A rare shoe
is worth $20,000-$30,000.
Seriously.
No lie.
Like, what makes them there? I don't know. But
like
I guess it's like art.
Right.
And I always think about it like that. Like, art. Who drives the price of art?
It's people.
Yeah. It's the people. If you really, because like, if you think about any artist, they started off from nothing. Like, if you had the artist's first painting, when he first came out, it wasn't worth nothing when you first got it. Like a Michelangelo piece. Like, if he was in Michelangelo time, oh, okay, this is a cheap piece of art. Now, how much is that art worth? And who made it worth that amount?
Exactly.
That's,
like, when you think about it like that, it's kind of almost like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, who's driving the price?
And I found out, there's not a fake Jordan. There are two kinds of Jordan. There's a real Jordan, there's another brand, like a Jordan, like a off-brand Jordan.
So you have
Team Jordan.
You have your Team Jordan.
Team Jordan.
So yeah. So you have what people. So when Michael Jordan first came out, Jordan only had one shoe. Jordan. It was the Jordan shoe.
Right. Yeah.
It was his signature shoe. Mm-hmm. And then he started making other people's shoes. Like, he started branching off and started making what they call Team Jordans.
Yeah.
And then he started making Jordans for different players. So like the Jason Tatum. Started.
Okay.
He has a Jordan shoe, but it's a Jason Tatum shoe, but it's under Jordan.
Yep.
Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Derek Jeter, Luka Doncic. Yeah. He got his own. He got a Jordan shoe. He's under Team Jordan.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, LeBron has his own shoe. LeBron is LeBron. KD has his own shoe, but they're Nike. But you got them same thing, but they're under Jordan.
Yep.
So Jordan has players under them.
And but what about the Jordan brand itself? Like Jordan, there's a Jordan.
There's a Jordan there's a signature Jordan, shoe. Right. And then there's the other shoes that are not. They're Jordans, but they're not Jordan's signature shoe.
The Team Jordans. They're offbeat brand. They might have
the offbeat brand.
They'll be having so like similarities
of like a
signature shoe, but they're not that shoe.
Yeah.
They're not the shoe.
Yeah.
They're just team shoes that like. They would give, like, high school teams, college teams.
Right.
That they wear as a team shoe.
And you'll know it's a Jordan signature shoe because it'll have a number.
1 through 30. Where are we at now? 30, 40? Now 35 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But it'll have a number. A real Jordan shoe has a number. Signature so it's a Jordan 1, a Jordan 2, a Jordan 3. it have a signature. It have a number. If that's his signature shoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other ones, they won't really have a number. Mm-hmm. They'll be named Jordan something, Jordan this, Jordan that, but it won't have a number.
Team Jordan.
Okay.
Jordan yeah. SE Pro, stuff like that.
Yep.
Oh, now with sneakers. Was there any, like, a type, when you guys were growing up, was there, like, a, not just, like, a signature, but around Dallas? Because I've also got this story where guys were talking and they were saying that there were some parts, some sneakers that you'd get in the East Coast, West Coast, wear a certain brand, maybe a particular, like, a high school or area, you'd be like, okay, these would be, you designate these for, like, white boys. These would be, like, for...
I don't think we really had it like that. Well, now, like white the boys, well, so the Vans, like, white boys like didn't that. Really wear the Jordans and stuff like we did back in my day. They yeah. wouldn't really...
They didn't really wear Jordans.
Nah, like, so what were they like wearing then?
They were wear, like, Vans.
Like you said, Vans or Sperry's. Sperry, yeah. Sperry, stuff like that. And they wouldn't wear that.
That's what it was.
You either, back in our day...
Kids.
Back in our day, you... In summertime and spring and some of the fall, you wore your Jordans. When it started getting cool, that's when the polo boots come out.
Yeah.
Maybe some Tims.
So that's something that's kind of like a Texas.
Yeah, now, polo boots.
Polo boots. So, like, you know, East Coast, they wear Tims.
Yeah.
Right.
Here we wear polo boots. Back we don't really wear Tims down here. Yeah. Tims, no. People just, people start wearing them now because it's like, I guess they starting to pick up on the trend or whatever, but... If you really from Texas or something, you don't wear no damn you're, Tims.
Yeah, we wear polo boots.
We wear polo boots. We don't wear no damn Tims.
And when they came out with them duck, the you know, the swamp, the Creek polo boots.
Yeah.
The what's name? They look like water boots. Oh, bro. Yeah. Everybody had the boots. You had to have the ones with the strap across.
Yeah. You got that strap.
Because that's where your jeans stop. Yeah. Did your jeans stop on the strap?
If you had the polo boots with the strap,
mm-hmm. you was it.
You was it.
Them polo boots like cost $150, $200, and that was expensive back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I remember when the first sneaker came out that was $200, the foam posits.
Foam posits.
Was the first shoe to be $200 tennis.
Yep, first
first foam posits.
Because Mike Bibby and Miles Simon wore them in the national championship for Arizona.
Those, I was like, what? Are those?
They were $200.
$200. First $200 shoe.
Yep.
Jordans were the first. Wasn't the first $200 shoe? Foam posits.
Foam posits was more than the Jordans.
Oh, y'all lost me. You've made me lost my chain of thought. I'll drop it. Wait, there's something else I wanted to ask. Music. Did music also affect the culture of the sneakers?
Yeah, it did.
For you guys.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean. So you got to think about the rappers and stuff. Most of the rappers was wearing Jordans.
Yep.
Okay.
They wore the Jordans. Some of them, you know, the East Coast rappers wore...
The Tims.
The Tims.
Adidas.
Rappers, Adidas, yeah. Shell Toes, Adidas.
Shell Toes.
But, you know...
But like West Coast rappers wore the, like we said, the Dope Mans.
Yeah.
Like, you had Easy Nim, they wore Dope Mans. Ice Cube and them wore Dope Mans.
They wore Dope Mans. And then what else did they wear? I think some Bally's, maybe. Something like that, but to Texas, you know, I mean, the down south, kicking up dust in my polo boots.
Yep. That was actual song.
That was just, that, like, you know, that was the thing for us. Like, it was
Tommy Hilfiger, polo, and Nautica. That was like, you wore those, that's what it was.
And then when Hilfiger came out with that statement about, you know.
Hilfiger, yeah.
Yeah, everybody was like, Hilfiger.
Ain't been polo.
Polo. Players only live once.
Yep.
That's what polo stand for. For us.
Yeah. And that's what it is. Like, even to this day, polo is still a big figure. Like, we're talking about from when I was 16, 15, polo is still a big
figure.
And the crazy part, like, Lacoste made that big comeback for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, our mom used to buy us them shirts all the time. We never knew what they were.
Yeah, Lacoste and Le Tigre. Le Tigre. Is that Le Tigre with the little tiger thing? Yeah. One of them?
Yeah, mom used to buy them t-shirts, like them polo shirts with the little alligator knot.
Right.
Buy them all the time. We didn't know what they were. She probably spent $5, $10 for them shirts.
Yeah.
A Lacoste shirt costs you $30, $40 now.
Yeah.
If not more. At one point, it was $75.
Made by a black man, too.
Yeah.
I thought they were French.
He's black.
Yeah.
Oh.
Black Frenchman.
Yeah. And that's what, like, a lot of the kids nowadays, I would argue with some kids, like, oh, y'all don't know nothing about Fendi. I said, let me break something down to you. Everybody that you look at that you call is fashionable is my age. All the designers,
think about all the designers,
they're all my age. They design your clothes, shoes, and everything. Now I'm like, I said, go look at them. They're like, well, what's he got? Kith? That dude is 44. Before Off-White, he's 45.
Virgil.
Virgil was 45 years old.
Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye's what, 42?
If you even go like, if you're just looking at the just the black designers, shoot, Diddy, Jay-Z and them, you know, like when they had their clothing lines.
Sean John,
that's Diddy.
Rockefeller.
And you know, just that. But then if you look at the older, like the Gucci's, the Prada's, the Louis Vuitton's and all
these
that.
Guys are older. All these people are our age. And they're the like, y'all don't know.
Older guys. They got some younger guys in there that's kind of help them out a little bit, but most of those guys are older.
I mean, like, that's why I say, why y'all going to tell us we don't know about fashion? We're the one that created this. y'all don't know about streetwear. We created streetwear.
Streetwear didn't come big to like, you know, when like FUBU and all them. When FUBU came out, Vocal. That's when the music started being a bigger influence on the clothing.
Jabos was it.
Yep, Jabos, and I mean like Hammer, the Z Cavariccis.
Oh man, I had to get some
pants. Z Cavariccis, Hammer pants.
The Hammer pants that balloon out.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, so that was $120 a pair.
Z Cavariccis. I remember he got a pair for Christmas.
Two pair. They was, I want to say they was $70 a pair. Or something like that. That was it. That's all I wanted for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Two pairs of Cavariccis.
So what's the craziest thing that somebody who's has a sneaker collection that has done? Like there was a guy who was, we were having this conversation and the guy said, this one dude would not drive, he would take off his shoe and...
Oh, and so he won't mess the crease
his shoe up.
I'll tell you now, they have a device, and I looked at buying it, where it's a device, it's like a little thing you put on your shoes, mm-hmm. that you can put it on there, and it straps a sole to the bottom of your sole. Oh, yeah. That way, when you walk outside, you don't mess your soles or your shoes up.
Step in something and put a little cover.
Yeah, it's like a little cover on your shoe for you to mess with.
And you can buy these things at the bottom of your shoe. You can buy little things to put in your thing so you won't crease your shoe.
I got some of those. I got like 10, 12
shields. Pearls. They're like little shields.
While you walking for you won't crease, what we call the ones for the ones and stuff, they are pretty stiff, but they flexible at the same time, and you won't bend or put a crease in your shoes.
But you'll be able to walk.
Yeah, you still walk. They're flexible. But they just keep the tip. They keep this part stiff. Like there's a certain way you gotta walk in some ones and some J's.
That's what I was gonna say. You kind of change the way you walk.
You kind of walk heel flat. You don't be on them toes and bend.
You don't just bend them up.
You don't get on them toes and bend.
So what's the point of wearing the shoe then?
Man, it's style. It's not for looks. It's for style. It's not for comfort. Like women wear heels that they know that it wasn't like they're gonna hurt their feet. It's almost the same.
It's like having some red bottoms for the women. Some Louis Vuittons.
You're like, what? But after you've done it so long, it doesn't bother me.
No, I'm serious because I've
like women with Louis Vuittons. Every woman I've heard that have some said them shoes are not comfortable, but they buy them because it's a fashion statement. Like if you got a red bottom shoe on, they're gonna be like, oh, them red bottoms.
Right.
Like oh, you got them threes on. Oh, you got them. Just like the other day, I had on some pennies. I go in the UPS store. And, you know, I'm checking out and the dude say, hey, man, I appreciate those pennies. And I was like, huh? It's like, man, them pennies you got on. And I was like, oh, man, he looked kind of young. So I'm like, dude, what you know about these pennies? And he knew about them. Okay. But it's just a thing, like, you know, you want people to see them. You don't buy them. Some of them, you got collectors that buy them to resell them and just collect them. Then you got people that buy them to wear them as fashion. Yeah. And I always say, like, they shoes. If you don't wear them, they're going to wear down.
Like, you could literally, if you don't wear them after so many years, you could actually rub the side of them, rub it completely off.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing anything. And if you expose them to light, they're not wrapped up right, and they're built to be used. If you don't use them, they will deteriorate.
Yeah, they're going to deteriorate.
Believe me, I know, because I had, what was them, 13s, The Black and Baby Luther. Oh, my favorite. They came in a pack. It had a pinwheel hat with the blue, a hoodie, and I think a shirt. And they came in a whole, the whole pack came together, like $200 for the whole pack. Yeah. And I remember them shoes. And guess what? That was probably 2000, 2001. Yeah. Had to be about 2000. Dominique was a little kid. Maya was born. So had to be 2002. I still got them shoes these days. And I wore them out like maybe 5 or 8 years ago. I wore them out somewhere, more to a game.
Right.
I was coaching and the whole bottom fell off. Okay. I had to get them re-glued because the hole, they're that old. We're talking about now, that was 2002. Them shoes are literally 20-some-odd years old. I got like 10 or 12 pair of shoes that's 20 years old.
Yeah, I got some shoes I got from college.
You still got those Space Jams?
No, I don't. I started hooping in them when the bottom came down.
I just gave a kid a pair of hoop shoes while I was in Houston. Because I had them Kyries. I really didn't wear them. And his shoe, the bottom of his shoe, just broke. And I was like, I don't really wear these. Here you go. Because I got like 30 pair of hoop shoes. And I don't really hoop like that anymore.
The shoes we talking about, we talk about the shoes we just wear out. We ain't talking about the shoes we go run in. Yeah, no, shoes we go play in.
We're talking about different. This is there's collector's items and then there's the regular shoe that you wear.
They collectors, but right. We wear them. But we got your running shoes. Right. You got your hooping shoes. And you got your shoes you just wear every day. Like, if I'm just going to run out the house, I'm going to throw on these shoes.
Yeah. Right.
But if I'm going to go out, go somewhere, I'm going to throw on one of them shoes that's in the cases. Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm going to go hoop, I got a whole stack of hooping shoes.
Yeah.
I got a whole stack of dress shoes. Yep. I got a whole stack of casual shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that, it ranges
from
not just sneakers, it's different shoes.
And then me, I'm a boot person, so I got like 3 or 4 pair of boots. Because I got these boots. When they get cold and winter outside, hey. Some gray ones, some black ones, some tan ones.
See, I don't wear boots. You wear boots. You don't like cowboy shit.
Well, not cowboy boots. I want some cowboy boots.
I don't want no cowboy
boots. I want some cowboy boots.
I can never get into cowboy boots.
I want some cowboy boots.
So, you think the sneaker thing is going to end, or is it just coming up? It's a sneaker, like having collectors items, all this.
The deal is what's going to happen, why I think it's going to hold at a certain point, because it just right now, they're coming out with too many shoes. It's so many, like right now,
too saturated.
It's, if you go to Foot Locker now, you can see Jordans just lined up on a what's name, because you can't buy, there's only so many shoes you can buy. And, like, they're coming out with a shoe every Tuesday, every Thursday, or every Monday, and every Saturday.
Yep.
You're coming out 3 times a week, you're coming out with a shoe. We're not just talking about one shoe. We're talking about there can be 4 or 5 shoes each of these times. And there's no way you're going to be able to keep up. And I'd be wondering, what did Nike be doing with them shoes?
That they ain't selling. Most of the time, they end up at that outlet.
Yep. A lot of times, I found so many Jordans and stuff at the outlet. Because guess what? People don't want to attend them at the Nike. They go to the outlet. Hey, and they get their money back. And they be there. You happen to go there. You get these Jordans that probably sold out. Like, that's where I got Toya, the cool grays. She got the cool grays because people returned them to Nike. And we was at the outlet.
Yep, because you can really... Because with Nike, if you buy something online, you can go to any Nike store and take it to them.
Yep.
And they'll take them back.
Oh, all right. Well, that's the questions I had.
This one
opens up everything, and I want to know. I'm going to know about shoes. So, thank you, and really, really appreciate. It's time to go.
All right. No problem. I'll probably get. That's why I got a phone call and text. Like,
I got a text message saying it's time to go. All right.
Well, okay, that concludes our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Sambaza. Stay tuned next week as we'll present to you a new episode. Meanwhile, let's chat through Instagram and Twitter at Sambaza Podcast. Or you can send me an email via sambazapodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to, you can send me a voicemail message if you have the Anchor app. Let's talk and chat. Peace and love, Wasambazaji.